各位听众朋友大家好，我是赖志雄，我们现在呢就请大家打开我们这套教材第328页。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce。
328页可以告诉我们，我们已经呢学了好多好多的学英文了，在这个时候呢应当是要努力呢要自己要讲英文。 You've got to force yourself to speak English，真的要不断的强迫，因为学会话不能等着，要自己跟自己说话。
That's right, Peter. Your English is much better now.
Well, Bruce 呢，他马上呢就给我开个玩笑。啊，你刚才说的真对，要不断的强迫自己讲英文。然后 Bruce 就说，你的英文果然现在比以前好多了。Thank you very much, Bruce.
好学生。
好学生。现在我们就请呢，那么 Bruce 为我们一块来看第120课这个对话，从头到尾念一下，现在就请大家注意听了。
Lesson 120, It's Too Late, Part 1, Dialogue. A mother and her child are walking along the street. The child says,Mom, I need to go to the washroom. The mother says, Uh-oh, can't you wait? The child says, I can't stand it anymore. And Mom says, Okay, let's go into this restaurant. Excuse me, but can my son use your toilet? The waiter says, Of course not.This is a restaurant, not a public toilet. The mother says, You're so mean. The waiter then says, Oh, okay, but it'll cost you $5. The mother asks, What? That's highway robbery. Then the child says, Mom, never mind.It's too late. And the waiter says, Hey, come back here and mop the floor.
很有意思，等不及了，这是啊。哎，到时候想起来哈，我们说狗狗啊，在地板上呢，就是大便的时候，有一个字节叫 droppings 啊，这个字啊是怎么拼的呢
？DROPPING。S, 一定加 S. DROPPINGS, droppings.
但通常是指的是动物，对不对哈？
嗯。
那么这样子，那怎么样使用这个 droppings?
Well, as you said, usually we say if we are walking on the sidewalk, especially in the city, hey, be careful, there are some dog droppings there.
哎，也就是在人行道上，尤其在城市里头啊，走路的时候，哎，小心哦，前面那边有黄金。我们常常说的，there's you know some gold ahead， 当然这是开玩笑的，人家讲黄金，那个就指的是狗狗的粪便 droppings， 那个 drop 就是掉下来的意思，所以。这样掉下来 droppings 用了加个 s 有很多粪便，我们就这样说。刚才呢我们在还没有谈课程之前呢，在人行道，刚才 Bruce 用了这个字叫 sidewalk， 来我们请再拼一下。
Right, this is two words but we put them together into one word, sidewalk. SIDEWALK. We walk by the side of the street on the sidewalk. SIDEWALK. Sidewalk.
We walk on the sidewalk. 我们就在人行道上走路啊，这是比较安全的。We walk by the side of a street on the sidewalk.也就是我们沿街在街道旁边 by the side 就在什么旁边，那么这个人行道上走路。好，现在我们终于可以来看标题 It's too late. 啊，太晚了，来不及了。谈论这个 late， 有一个很好的用法 ，to be late for class， 或者是 for school。我们说上学上课迟到了，我们就可以这样造一个句子，用 to be late for something， 我们这样造句子。
Sam was late for his business meeting, and his boss scolded him.
Sam 呢，开这个商务会议啊，迟到了，所以他的老板呢就痛骂他。你看 ，to be late for something， 这边用了 business meeting， 也就是商务会议啊。我们现在这句话再说一遍
：Sam was late for his business meeting, so his boss scolded him.
His boss, 他的上司或他的老板 scolded him. 我们先把 boss 拼一下，再把 scold 这个痛骂、责骂也拼一下。
Boss is spelled B-O-S-S, B-O-S-S.Scold is spelled S-C-O-L-D, S-C-O-L-D, boss, scold.
我们就用这样的说法。现在我们来看在这里的 dialogue, 实用绘画部分。一开头啊，他这么讲 ,A mother and her child are walking along the street. 一个母亲跟她的孩子啊正在呢沿着街道就 along the street 那么这样走着其实除了用 along the street 也可以用 down the street 这样说法
That's right and in fact sometimes we even say up the street but usually we would say down or along the street
Well if you use up that could happen especially in the city of San Francisco
That's right many beautiful hillsin San Francisco, so sometimes you have to walk up the street.
在旧金山呢，因为他们那些这个街道是起起伏伏的，所以有时候是沿着街走上去，我们就用 up 这样子。在这里啊，这个 walk 大家知道，在发音的时候可不要念成 work 啊，或者是 work 搞不清楚，那个在美式英语里头它念成 walk。我们请呢Bruce 再为我们念一下
walk W-A-L-K walk work W-O-R-K work
就是工作叫 work 那走路叫 walk 但是我们如果是男女啊大家恋爱的时候啊他就讲这句话我可不可以陪你回家呀我们就用 May I walk you home 这个 walk 可以当这个及物动词 May I walk you home you 作为它的宾语我们这样子啊，常常呢可以这样使用的 Bruce 呢有一天呢他就见到我他说 Peter May I walk you home 吓得我赶紧跑掉了walk 这个 walk 还有另外一个用法叫 take a walk
Yes, but don't say that too often unless you say, let's take a walk, okay? But if you scold somebody, you could say, hey, take a walk, or take a hike, and that means go away.
不错，要看情形而定，所以 take a walk, let's take a walk, 咱们就散个步吧。但如果是你这样骂人家你这个混蛋我讨厌你这样子诶那另外一个你闪到一边去 take a walk 走开我不想理你这样子 take a walk 或是 take a hike 那个 hike 是这样拼的
H-I-K-E H-I-K-E hike
好接着我们来看这样的对话 Mom 他妈妈说了I need to go to the washroom. 我呢需要到呢厕所里去。你看在这里用了 washroom, 就是指的是厕所。但偶尔用 restroom, 都可以这样说。
Sure, especially if you are outside and you are in a restaurant or movie theater or other public place.
Such as, you know, the train station.
Sure, the train station, any large building will probably have a restroom or washroom. Restroom is spelled R-E-S-T-R-O-O-M. These are two words put together as one word. R-E-S-T-R-O-O-M, restroom.
不过假如在我们家里头那个厕所或浴室，我们就用 bathroom 就够了。
Right. And that is spelled B-A-T-H-R-O-O-M. One word, B-A-T-H-R-O-O-M, bathroom.
嗯哼，好，这个时候呢，妈妈呢一听呢孩子啊，那么是这样话，她就说了，糟了 ，Can't you wait？ 你难道不能等一下吗？这里头用了我们听听Bruce 怎么念的。再来一遍。这是什么时候才会用这个这样的用法呢
？Right, we use this sound whenever there is some trouble or problem. Usually not too serious. A little problem or just some trouble.
也就是通常是指的呢是小毛病啦或者小的困扰发生时糟了我们就讲dad is coming back. 爸爸就要回来了go away, 赶紧的 hide yourself, 快藏起来我们就这样子。但有时候也听着他们说另外一个叫又跟什么时候用先告诉我们怎么来拼以及跟它区别在哪里。
Right. Well, they look very similar, but be careful. Is spelled U-H, 就是前面是一样但是后面不一样 U-H 短线 hyphen H-U-H again U-H hyphen H-U-H means yes, right or okay
Am I handsome?我笑傻了结果说惨了好狠的我希望这样说你说好狠啊Are you handsome? 就这样子 OK Can't you wait? 你难道不能等吗这个时候的孩子就说了 I can't stand it anymore 你看这里的 stand是不是站立起来
No
那这边那个 stand it 是什么意思呢
Well it means 我受不了、This stand means to bear something B-E-A-R And stand can also be short for withstand W-I-T-H-S-T-A-N-D ButWithstand is usually the written word. Stand is usually the spoken word, but they are exactly the same meaning in the phrase, I can't stand it.
我无法容忍这个事情。通常我们在文字呢比较正式写法用 withstand, 但现在口语甚至写作我们都直接用 stand。这句话也可以这样说 I can't put up.With it.、To put up with, put, P-U-T, put, 或者加个 up, 然后再加个 with, 也就等于 stand, 容忍。我们用 put up with, 我们造个例子。
I can't put up with his loud music anymore.
他的噪音啊哇放个音乐太大声了让我受不了。Loud,这样拼的
L-O-U-D L-O-U-D loud
他音量放得太大我无法再忍受 但是 Bruce, 我可以造的更好一个句子。I can't put up with your bad breath anymore.
Where is my 口香糖？
那个我们叫一个字叫 bad breath, 就是口臭，它是这样拼的。
This is two words. The first word is bad, B-A-D, you know that word. Breath is spelled B-R-E-A-T-H. B-R-E-A-T-H, bad breath.
不过我是故意开玩笑，实际上应该是 Bruce 的，在刚才我上节目之前呢， Bruce 跟我讲的， Peter, I just can't stand or just put up with your bad breath. 因为我刚才吃榴莲这样子，然后呢他讲这句话我就讲的 Bruce, 你不要这样对我这样子。那个榴莲，哎，这句话英文是怎么说的？
Well, it's not an English word. We use whichever language it is. Durian. D-U-R-I-A-N. D-U-R-I-A-N.Durian,
这是泰国的榴莲，那是一种水果。哇，那个味道闻起来真是难过，但吃起来真的很好吃，
很好吃。
好了，接着我们再看妈妈说 ，OK, let's go into this restaurant. 咱们进入这个餐厅去吧。Excuse me, but can my son use your toilet? 对不起啊。打扰一下，我的孩子，我的儿子，可不可以使用您的这个厕所啊？在这里的 restaurant, 但是不要这个小看这个餐厅啊，它有两种发音，一个是念成 restaurant, 另外是念的比较慢，它就变成 restaurant, 所以我们请来 Bruce 做个示范。
Restaurant, restaurant.
两个都可以，但是Bruce 呢，你通常是念哪一个呢
？Restaurant，
那比较好发，
对啊，
对对，
比较简单。
OK， 也就是餐厅。你看接下来他说了 ，Excuse me， but can't my son use your toilet？ 这里的 Excuse me 跟 I'm sorry 一定要弄清楚。I'm sorry 跟 Excuse me 两个都可以翻成对不起，中文都是对不起。那在英文里头有区别的，我们看区别在哪里。
Well, Peter is always telling me I'm sorry because he does so many things wrong, so he has to apologize by saying I'm sorry. But if you want to ask someone a question, you just have to say, Excuse me, do you know the time?Excuse me, where is the post office? Dun dun. But if you did something wrong, like Peter, then you should say, I'm sorry.
我经常犯错，所以每次就向着 Bruce 认错，道歉，我做错事情了。I'm sorry. 所以做错事情，这个时候的道歉就 I'm sorry. 但 excuse me, 通常是打扰人家唤醒人家的注意 ，Excuse me, but where is the station? 哎，对不起，车站在哪儿？不管是用 I'm sorry 或者是 Excuse me， 后头如果再有句子，通常用 but 做连接词。这个 but 不要翻成但是，它不需要翻出来的。比如说呢，很抱歉呐、啊，这个您错了 ，I'm sorry, but you're wrong， 这是用 but 做连接。这边前面用 I'm sorry 就是表示呢有不好的消息告诉人家 I'm sorry but you're wrong Excuse me but where is the station 这个是 but 只是做连接词的作用它中文不要翻出来的你看在这里用了 toilet Wow 它的意思是不是就是我们刚刚讲的 restroom 或者是 washroom
Right Usually we use this for inside of a houseBut we can also use it outside. You might see a sign in a restaurant which says toilet. That means washroom or restroom.
这个 toilet 就是我们原来讲的就是讲的马桶，坐着式的那种坐立式坐着的那种马桶。 但是 toilet 呢，它就是可以指用这个字表示厕所，也可以指我们室内的或者在公共场所里的 toilet 都是可以用这个字。这边指的是公共场所的，就等于 washroom 或者是 restroom。好了，这个时候 waiter 那个 W 就指的是 waiter 啊，这个里面的服务生，他讲了 ，Of course not， 当然不可以这样子了啊。This is a restaurant, not a public toilet. 我们这儿是餐厅，可不是那公共厕所哟。这里的 public toilet 也就是公共厕所。好了，讲这样的话之后啊，哎，妈妈就说了 ，You're so mean. 这个 mean 是什么意思啊
？The word mean has many meanings in English.And that's one of them. 比如说 I mean you should do something. My idea is, I mean that you should do something. But notice here, you're so mean, it's used as an adjective. When it means, when it is used as an adjective, it means that someone is very unfriendly and, is a terrible person, a person who doesn't care about other people and might even hurt other people.
Or rather, very rude.
Rude is a good adjective. R-U-D-E. R-U-D-E. Or unfriendly. U-N-F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y. Again, U-N-F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, rude, unfriendly, mean.
好，这边是当形容词用。刚才Bruce说 mean 这个字有很多不同的意思。通常 mean 做及物动词，我的意思就是 I mean you should do it. 我的意思就是你必须要做这样的事情。也就得 my idea is that you should do it.但这边的 mean 当形容词用，表示不友善的 unfriendly， 或者是非常的粗鲁的 rude， 非常的凶的，我们都可以用 mean。啊，你这个人怎么这样子粗鲁，这么样的不友善呢？好了，这个时候呢 ，waiter 就讲 ，Oh， OK， 这样好了 ，But it'll cost you $5. 您上一次厕所要花$5呢。哇塞，这是一个黑店，实在太贵了。It'll cost you 放钱，这个固定的句型。It cost me $10 to get this book. 买这本书我花了呢$10呢，就可以用这样的用法。It costs someone 就是某人花多少钱，加 money 然后再放 to 点点点这个用法。这一趟旅游花了我$20。It cost me $20 to take the trip. 相当管用。好，这个时候呢，妈妈就讲 ，What? That's highway robbery. 这是呢公路上的抢劫。Robbery 就是抢劫。为什么讲 highway robbery 呢
？Oh, that comes from history. In the very old days, when Peter was a student.There were highways between cities, but there were not enough police. So many robbers robbed people on the highway, not in the cities where there were police.
所以以前呢，通常是在美国啦这样的地方的城与城之间都是公路的相连，那当时呢警察比较少，所以强盗会出来，往往他们就会来，所以就是在公路上的抢劫，也就是有了这样的用语 That's highway robbery， 这岂不是就像公路上的抢劫一样抢匪吗 Mom never mind it's too late 儿子就讲这样的话妈没关系算了英文讲算了，我们就 never mind 这样的字眼。It's too late， 已经晚了 ，which means that the child
has already peed on the floor，
已经呢 人就是拉在地板上了。屁屁呢也可以指的是小便的意思啊，这边就指的是小便。那是这样拼的
P-E-E-P-E-E. It can be a noun, and then we can shorten it to P. Be careful, there's some P on the floor. Or it can be the verb, either P-P or P. 过去式加 D 就好了。The child peed.P-E-E-D, on the floor.
在地板上拉尿了，就这样说。好了，这个时候呢，waiter 就讲了， Hey, come back here and mop the floor. 快回来这儿，赶紧用呢，所谓拖把来拖这个地板。这个 mop 本来是名词，那么也就讲拖把，
对，
但可以当动词叫 mop the floor with a mop， 你可以这样说，但 with a mop 就不需要说出来了，也就是呢用那个拖把拖地板，这是有关这个对话，大家可以觉得蛮有意思的。这些用法像 you're so mean， 这都是很好的一些形容词，大家可以学起来。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.